Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Okay, so today is Earth Day. Do you know how old Earth Day is, Manny, without looking?
I do know. I do remember from the information that I sent you.
It's 45 years old today.
That's right, 1970.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Hard to believe. It doesn't seem like it's been that big a deal for 45 years, but it certainly, I mean, I don't know about you, but all over every place there's stuff saying Earth. In fact, it's not Earth Day anymore. It's Earth Week.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. The good news is I think it does make people more aware of a number of things, not only the fact that we're on spaceship Earth. You know, this is the only one we've got. I think it makes us feel, in some ways, not only concerned for the planet, but concerned for the inhabitants of the planet. Doesn't it make you feel like you're sort of more connected to everybody else?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, I mean, the idea of spaceship Earth is kind of a relatively modern phenomenon, that we're sort of all in this thing that's kind of hurtling through space together. And if it's in trouble, we're all in trouble, regardless of what language we speak or what God we pray to or anything else. I mean, I think that's kind of a cool idea, and I think that's one of the kind of side benefits of it. So I'm in favor of it. So are you doing anything special for Earth Day?
I haven't really given it a ton of thought. I mean, I already, you know, I recycle a ton. I already kind of, you know,
yeah, it's
in my everyday life, I already kind of
am very
conscious of the environment.
Yeah, I agree with you. My building recycles. In fact, I think it's against the law here. You can actually get fined for not recycling. If the garbage people find stuff in your garbage that should have been recycled, they could actually fine you or the building.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're pretty serious about it. Here's something that I'll bet people didn't necessarily know. If you wash your clothes in cold water, in theory they could get, just because, you know, we're not banging them on the side of a stream anymore with rocks. Although I have actually done that, believe it or not. I worked on an archaeology dig in France. Didn't have wash machines, so that's how you washed your clothes. And let me tell you, it's scummy. But if you wash your clothes in cold water rather than hot water, 85% of the energy used to wash your clothes goes to just heating the water. Did you know that?
I did not know that. No.
So there you go. So, I mean, there are some things that probably do need, super dirty clothes may need hot water. Although, I don't know, with the detergents that we have that are so good, maybe not. Maybe warm water, because it's going to use less. Although, I suppose to heat the water enough to, you need less of it, so maybe it doesn't use as much. I don't know about that. But, we could sort of think about things that don't need a really hot water wash to do it in cold. Because I think most of us just usually wash in hot and, you know, don't even think about it because we figure it's clothes cleaner. But it's at a cost, so that's one. We all know about gas, right? Use less gas. I'll tell you the one that sort of I was sort of not very well aware of, and my daughter was the one who sort of made me more conscious of it. You know, when you're brushing your teeth, do you run the water while you're brushing your teeth?
Yep.
Okay. My daughter's point is, when you're brushing your teeth, that water, you don't need to run the water. You just need to turn the water on when you're washing off your toothbrush. Mm-hmm. And you use a lot of water, if you think about it, because you brush your teeth, at least two or three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of running the water, you know, you put the toothpaste, you wet your toothbrush under the water, right? Put the toothpaste on. Then you start brushing your teeth. The water's still going. Water's not have any use at that moment. It's just going literally down the drain. So turn it off. Get your toothbrush wet, or you probably don't even need to get your toothbrush wet. Just put toothpaste on, start brushing your teeth, and when you're ready to rinse the first time your toothbrush, you know, to rinse off your toothbrush, then turn the water on, then turn it off again. Keep brushing, Okay, and so you're going to use a whole lot less water. Do you ever think about that?
Not.
Now you will.
Yeah, I definitely will.
Because you just, you know, I mean, you're using a huge amount of water for nothing. It's not that you're sort of, I mean, washing your clothes in cold water may be, take a little bit of an adjustment and thinking, you know, I want to make sure that my, you could try it, and if your clothes get just as clean, then you've saved some energy. But with that water just running down the sink, I mean, you're not using it, and it's perfectly good water, and you're not using it, so it goes directly into waste. Try it. It's a little bit of a habit to break, but it makes some sense because it makes no sense to do it the other way.
Mm-hmm.
There's another really sort of good idea that I think most of us are not necessarily sort of tuned into, that basically if you donate or recycle your cell phones, your computers, your other electronics, that it turns out that almost anything that we use electronically has mercury and other kinds of icky things in it. So if you just throw them away, first of all, if you just throw them away, they have to be disposed of. Second of all, there's some all sorts of icky things that can kind of leach into the environment. It's not very healthy. And a lot of, I know Verizon had, in this country, had a thing where I think they gave you, I don't know if they gave you credit, but you could donate your old cell phone or computers or anything else, and they would recycle them to, like, homeless shelters. And they, a lot of them can be reconditioned. So it's a worthwhile thing. Whether you get a write-off for it or some money back for it is less important, at least on Earth Day, than you're not making it part of the toxic fill. So that's because most of us have, you know, I think all of us get in the habit of keeping one electronic device around so in case ours sort of craps out on us that we have another one, right? God forbid we should go for 15 minutes without a cell phone or a computer. But you really can donate them. And that way they're recycled, so they don't go into the film, and they're useful to somebody, especially battered women shelters, things of that sort. So it's a really good idea. All right, so we had put up, I think, are you doing anything in particular for Earth Day? And we got a depressingly small number of responses, as opposed to, we probably got like 30 or 40 times more responses when we put up irritating things that other people do or say, which I guess tells us to a certain extent where our priorities, or at least where our attention span is these days. So, but today is Earth Day. And if nothing else, think about it. You know, that these are not unlimited resources that we live with on this planet. And, you know, we see all sorts of science fiction movies about saying, you know, the latest animation one of Home, of, you know, our planet is no longer inhabitable, so we have to take over somebody else's. Folks, there aren't a whole lot of planets that are saying, Earthlings, come here. You know, we'll make it really comfy for you here. So it's something really to think about. And where all of us have been whining about how long the winter was here, and California is dealing with 4 years of drought, and you know, all sorts of things that are obviously saying we need to take really good care of what is a fragile and living ecosystem. It's not something, you know, this isn't, our planet isn't a piece of plastic or something. It's, you know, it's a living system, and we need to make sure that we're not poisoning it. And I know people have been saying this for the last, 10 or 15 years, we're at the point of, or we're approaching the point of no return. I tend to not sort of take that approach, just because I think you figure, well, if you wait 5 minutes, then we're already past the point of no return, so what's the point? So I don't do that. And I do have great faith in human beings about being able to snatch victory from the jaws of incredible stupidity. But do we really need to do that? Do we really need to take that kind of chance? So just think about things that you can do in your own particular life. I mean, trying to change legislation and Alaskan pipeline and dependence on foreign oil. I mean, yeah. And we all probably need to pay attention to that. But see what you can do around your own house and switching light bulbs out to the incandescent ones. I actually changed the light bulb. You know, one of those really complicated ones that you have to go and climb up on a ladder and that there are 14 different pieces. I'm sort of the old-fashioned kind of girl, as you just screw in a light bulb or screw out a light bulb. Not these. So there is a minor price for technological complication, but maybe it's something we all should pay. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100. Commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, today we're talking about not only your life, your relationships, we're also talking about your planet. So today is Earth Day. And I know this was, for those of you who are thinking, oh my goodness, this one's sort of gotten out of hand, that this is, there have been posters all over everything, and they're talking about Earth Week, and I tend to agree with you. I think that things that get overexposed tend to lose their effectiveness. But still, having said that, today is, in fact, the 45th anniversary of Earth Day. It's been around since 1970. But it's only, I think, gotten some real traction in the last couple of years. But thinking about what you can do in your own life, and you know, if you want to write to your congressperson, that's fine. If you want to, people have electric cars. Electric cars are showing up more and more in movies, which I thought was an interesting phenomenon. And certainly investigating that, there was I was over at the Time Warner Center yesterday because they were having Time People Magazine, I guess it's Time Magazine's 100 Most Important People, which I knew nothing about. I just had to. Why was I over there? Oh, I know I was on my way to a screening, and I decided to stop and get something to eat. So they have a Whole Foods salad bar over there, so I was going to go do that. And there were this huge number of people. But my point of all this was they had a big Tesla, one of the newest Teslas, which, as you know, are the electric cars, which are the ones that I have seen in movies look like mail carrier cars, you know, little smart cars. This one doesn't. This one looks like a sexy kind of Porsche, not even a Porsche. It looks like the old sort of the early Mustangs, or I mean, it looks like a muscle car. It's a very attractive, bright red car. So it's more and more traction, and I think good for you. I actually know of people who own Teslas, baby, which means that they may not be the 1%, but they're close to the 1%, because Teslas are not inexpensive. But clearly, an idea whose time, if not coming, is you know, right there on the brink. But there are things, as we were talking about, of just using less water when you're brushing your teeth, using less hot water when you're washing your clothes. Instead of using paper napkins, use cloth napkins. I mean, just simple things like that just really make some sense when you think about them. And it's not that I think that we're purposefully wasteful. It's just that we're not purposefully careful. And this is an opportunity to kind of say, all right, let's look at our lives. And I think you get your kids involved in this. But just some things that are not going to in any way be a problem for you. It's just a change in thinking, a change in perspective, so that you can be a little bit more mindful, a little more careful of resources. And one of the nice things about being careful about resources is that quite often, when you're careful, it's also less expensive, she said, batting her baby blue eyes. How cool is that? So you get a twofer. All right, let's see what people have said about ways of helping make the planet a healthier place.
We'll start with Wendy. Wendy says, stop pollution of water, sky, and earth. Stop GMO crops and go back to heritage non-GMO crops. Teach the importance of one earth and create the love of nature, just for starters.
Well, yeah, but those are somewhat philosophical and certainly hard to argue with. The GMO issue is a very interesting issue because it's one of those things that gets people all riled up. But there doesn't seem to be any very good research that suggests that there's a problem. When you label something non-GMO, or in as they have to in Europe, label something as GMO, you get emotional responses to it. People will pick at GMOs, they will buy non-GMOs, but they're really, first of all, there's a whole lot of stuff that we've been using for probably 20 years that's GMO, genetically modified organisms, that nobody knows, that they're not labeled that way, and we've been using them for a very long time. And to a certain extent, there are some people who think that this is kind of the savior of the planet in terms of issues of starvation, because the GMO stuff, by definition, is modified to be more resistant to things like mold and various kind of predators and all sorts of things, so that crops can be created and harvested much more efficiently and effectively, so they're cost effective. So it's one of those really interesting issues that we don't really have enough research on, and people are having an emotional response to. And I'm not really saying that you're wrong, but there's not evidence that suggests you're right either. And that's one of the worrisome things, not to mention there's a whole category of things that are not labeled GMO that in fact are, and we've been using them for a long time with no obvious side effects. Now, you could argue, and I would not dispute it, that the effects may take longer than we've had to study for them to be evidenced, and I wouldn't argue with that, because when you're talking about mutations. Now, we're talking about mutations in what we're eating, but obviously we are what we eat as well. Is that going to affect our gene pool at some point? And nobody really has the answer to it at this moment. And I'm not arguing the philosophy that says by the time we know, it may be too late. But still, I mean, then you can argue that, well, we shouldn't mess with Mother Nature, but we mess with Mother Nature all the time. Penicillin, antibiotics in general, heart procedures, that people are living longer and healthier lives because of modifications to nature. That, you know, as I tell you all the time, at the time of Christ, the average life expectancy was 30. It's now nearly triple that in 2,000 years. I mean, so that's an extraordinary, and most of the advance has been 50, that the average life expectancy in the year 1900 was about 45-ish, 48, something like that. So from the year 1, essentially, time of Christ, until 1900. So in 1900 years, we increased life expectancy by 50%. That's huge. In the last 100 years, essentially, 115 years, we've increased life expectancy. We've doubled that almost. I mean, think about that. It took 1900 years to increase our life expectancy by 50%. We've now doubled that life expectancy in 100 years. I mean, it's extraordinary. And one of the things that we're now having to worry about, and in theory, we worried about it a lot in the 70s of ZPG, of zero population growth. But we're now, the latest statistic I saw said that we're now about 7 billion people on the planet, whereas we were about 4 billion, just under 4 billion in the 70s. How many people can the Earth support? So there are all sorts of issues that we really need to be coordinated about. And I hear the GMO is an emotional one, and anything with three cute little letters is one that's easy to get on board with. But it may not be exactly the problem, and nobody knows. I mean, that's the real problem, is nobody knows. And so maybe we need to focus on what we really do know for certain. And then the things that we don't know, be willing to do the research on it as opposed to just respond to it. Because, and the rest is, and again, it's hard to argue with any of the things that you've said, but I think specifics would be helpful. Okay, what else we got?
One more just before we go to break here. Maxwell just says, find a cure for stress.
Okay, I actually have some, when we come back, I'll talk to you a little bit about that, because there actually is some pretty good research that we actually may have some pretty available, pretty easy, pretty cost-effective responses to that don't include medications. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Barbara, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I've listened to you for years, and I never thought I'd have a question for you, but I do.
Okay, what is it?
I have a 17-year-old granddaughter who I need to give some advice to. Her mom and father are going through a divorce.
Uh-huh.
Her mom is my daughter.
Got it.
My granddaughter read my daughter's emails on her BlackBerry. She has done this previously with my daughter's knowledge, but this time she read some things that she found very upsetting, and I do also.
What did she read?
She read that my daughter is having, like, phone sex instead of email sex with another man. Of course, not her father.
Phone sex doesn't mean anything. I mean, it's typing. It's texting. I think it's a little stupid, and leaving your BlackBerry around for your kid to read is stupid. But there's no body fluids exchange. It's stupid, but it's nothing more than that.
You don't think that, in view of the fact that she's doing this, and she and my daughter, my granddaughter, knows the man. In fact,
well, I think the whole thing is stupid, but it's still it's not sex. Phone sex, email sex, internet sex isn't sex. Sex is sex. No body fluids exchange, it ain't sex. It's stupid, but it's not sex. And I think right. what the 17-year-old can say. I mean, first of all, mom, if it were my granddaughter, I'd say, first of all, don't read your mom's BlackBerry. It's just stupid.
I told
her
that.
You're going
to
find out things, and your mother should not snoop on you, and you should not snoop on your parents. It's really interesting. I wrote an article for Parade magazine about snooping. And what I said is you shouldn't snoop on your kids because you're going to get information you cannot use, they will not trust you, and you're going to make them sneaky. And Parade would not publish the article. They said, no, that isn't what people want to hear. And I said, yeah, but it's true.
Right.
And I'm now going to amend that article to say kids should not snoop on their parents for the same reason. You're going to find stuff that you cannot use, that will only upset you, that you cannot admit to. It's not about...
Should she confront my
daughter?
I think this is what we don't know.
Point is, it's not sex. It's stupid. It's not adultery. I mean, and you know I'm tough about that, that if you're still married to somebody, you don't have sex with somebody else, period. But, and I think what you can say is, Mom, or I think what you can tell your granddaughter to say is, Mom, listen to Dr. Brown on the air, and she is really clear that going through a divorce is really a tumultuous experience, and I hope you're going to be really smart about this and not get involved with somebody else right now, because we need some help from you. You're going to need some help to stabilize, and hopefully you're not going to have sex with anybody. But I think if your daughter says, Mom, I read your BlackBerry, your daughter is going to go ballistic. She's going to say, that's disrespectful. You snooped on me. I'm an adult. Don't you tell me what to do. You're going to start a war for no benefit.
She has read her BlackBerry before with my daughter's knowledge.
Yeah, but this wasn't with your daughter's knowledge.
No, I know it.
Grandma, don't help make something that's not a good idea. I think what you should tell your granddaughter is not to snoop. And I think that your granddaughter is allowed to give your daughter a lecture that says, don't have sex, Mom. But if she even mentions that she read the BlackBerry, they're not going to trust each other because start a war. She's going to say, go live with your
mouth shut.
She's going to say, go live with your father. That's what she's going to say.
Right.
So don't tell your granddaughter to erase it from her memory bank, to not snoop. You cannot use information once you snoop, and you're affected by it. So it's really stupid to snoop.
Right.
It creates its own problem. But your granddaughter does have permission to quote me and say, we don't date during a divorce.
Right.
All right?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm so glad that I can now amend that article. So you say, well, parents have responsibilities. Right. Do kids have responsibilities to parents? Snooping, it's dangerous stuff. If you're paying any attention, that granddaughter knows that mom is beginning to be flirtatious. She's wearing different clothes. She's going out at night. And granddaughter can give the information to mom saying, Mom, this really makes me uncomfortable. When she snooped, go live with your father. But parents who watch their kids know when something's going on. You don't have to read the diary. Not to mention, people make things up in diaries. We do. James, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, James. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, I'm 21. I go to university in the same town where my parents live.
Okay.
Well, my parents are divorced.
Okay.
And I stay with my mom, but all my older brothers and sisters, they went away for college.
Right.
And, now when I'm at the house, it's almost like, because my mom, ever since she got divorced, it's almost like she's on, you know what I mean? She takes, I'll be at the house or whatever, and she's like, oh, you're not around that often because I go with my friends and stuff. And she's I just feel bad for her. I feel uncomfortable at the house because she's always asking me what I'm doing and stuff, even though I'm 21.
How long has your mom been divorced?
4 years.
Okay. Does your mom date?
Not really.
Yeah.
Less than,
Are you the baby of the family, James?
Yeah, I'm the youngest, yeah.
All right. James, how much rent are you paying?
Not at all.
Okay.
I just stay there.
James, and I know that, I mean, look, there are two ways of looking at this. One is that your mother is treating you like you're 16 years old. All right, I got it.
Okay.
But part of it is you're acting like you're 16 years old and that you're living there without paying any rent. So one of the possibilities is to move out and pay rent someplace, go over and see your mom, take out your mom for dinner on Wednesday nights, and everything would be fine. She will run her life. She's probably going to be a little lonelier, but you'll also, you don't want to be her date. I mean, so she should begin to make some friends of her own and date and whatever, and you can't be her date, not to mention you're not a very good date because you're never there. So you can either decide, my mom treats me like a nincompoop, and she always wants to know where I am, and I'm 21 years old, but if that's how you feel, you should move out. Or you can live there and because it's free, but she's going to give you more of a hassle.
No, I know that, because I told her I'll pay. If she doesn't really need my money, she has a good job and stuff. And when I told her I'd move out, like, it's not as if she asked me, like, where are you, because I'm young. She asked me, like, you know what I mean?
Well, she's lonesome. I get it. Yeah. She's lonesome. But James, sooner or later, unless you're going to stay there till you're 85, you may want to think about, you know, maybe a mini step of sort of getting an apartment nearby so you're close to her but not living there. I mean, I don't know what the specific question is here. What is the specific question to me?
I'm not even sure myself. It's just like ever since I was younger, I was always my mom's little kid, right? And I don't think she came over because all my brothers left. And
I get it. Yeah, but unless you're willing to be there till you're 80, it may make some sense to move out while you're still in town so you can go see her every day or every other day or, you know, a couple times a week, take her out for dinner. If you're not living there, you may treat her as a more special person. You may go over for Sunday brunch.
How should I tell her?
You could say, Mom, listen, I really feel like it's important for me to have a little bit more independence and for me to treat you a little bit more like a special person. And I feel like while I'm living here, I'm kind of taking advantage of you, that I'm not really sort of grown up yet. I feel like I'm still a kid because I'm still living at home and not paying rent. And, you know, I'd like to start dating, but I'd also like to be able to come over and take you out on Wednesday nights and you know, make you dinner one night a week and go out occasionally with you. But if you're asking me, do I think she's going to be supportive of it? Not necessarily.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with that.
Well, but honey, unless you're willing to be there till you're 80, it's going to happen sooner or later.
Yeah. I only have 1 year of school left. I was figuring I could just stay there a year and then...
I mean, that's okay with me, but it's not going to be... I mean, you can say to your mom... Here's the deal, James. You can say to your mom tonight, Mom, I've got one more year of school, and once I graduate, I'm going to move. But if you'd like, I can move out now, and so we have kind of a transition period from me... Because I'll still be in town, I'll still be around, I can still see you, or we can wait till next year. Which would you prefer? You could say that. How's that?
Yeah, okay.
All right?
All right.
Because James is going to have to do it sooner or later, and she's probably not going to be real supportive of it.
Yeah, I know.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
And listen, I'll tell you what. You can also get her a membership on Match.com or eHarmony or something. All right?
I just might do that, actually.
All righty?
All right, thanks.
Do I not come up with good ideas for you, James?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, thanks a lot.
Even psychologists are not above fishing for compliments, let's face it. Look, the art of being a nice person, I suppose, for lack of anything better to say about it, is helping someone understand why it's in their best interest to do what you want them to do, all right? The idea that saying to somebody, look, this is what's really important to me, will sometimes work, but it works best if you couple that with, look, this is what I'm willing to do for you. And if that's not workable, tell me what is. So you hear me all the time saying, appearing to be reasonable is even more important than being reasonable. Because sometimes we're reasonable, but it doesn't appear that we are, because we've done all the kind of preparation and thought behind things without really necessarily playing our cards open. And it's not that we're necessarily looking for praise or people telling us that we're wonderful, although who among us does not like that. The idea is helping someone understand why it's in their best interest to do what you want them to do. And then it's amazing how compliant they are. And not only are they quite often compliant, but they're often grateful as opposed to furious with you. So helping someone understand why it's in their best interest to do what you want them to do, which requires a little bit more thought than just charging ahead and saying, well, if you love me, you do this. If you love me, you do this is not a viable argument, because they'll say, well, if you love me, you wouldn't do this. We come back, I'll tell you a little bit about stress reduction, and we'll also do a little bit more Earth Day, and you can give me a holler, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, as part of Earth Day, was it Matt was asking about reducing stress? And there are actually a bunch of studies that are out today that suggest that mindfulness, meditation, and they're not exactly the same thing, but they do overlap, are really good for not only stress reduction, but lower your blood pressure, offset depression sometimes, or can be less of a predisposing factor toward depression. And reduce anxiety. And you can see why. That basically anxiety is anticipation, right? Oh, no, all this thing might happen. Well, what happened? It's going to be awful. Depression is all this stuff has already happened and I'm feeling overwhelmed by it and I can't. So depression by definition really is looking backward. Anxiety by definition is looking forward. And obviously the two can overlap. You can say, well, all these terrible things have happened to me in the past, so they're going to happen to me again. And right, so that's kind of where the overlap of depression and anxiety can occur, both of which feel terrible. All right. So the idea being mindfulness, by definition, is the here and now of just staying in the moment. And whether it's focusing on the sound of blood in your ears as your heart beats, whether it's focusing on a meditative phrase or a sound or chanting, it's staying in here and now, with the idea being that it really reboots your system. And we know that the brain can be habituated. That just as, I mean, most of us are aware that you can get an ulcer by stress, that your body can really respond to ongoing negativity in all sorts of organic ways, that you get headaches, that you can get ulcers, that you can get a rash, you can have a sleep disorder, you can have hypertension. And there are less obvious but sort of provocative links to other kinds of medical conditions, including heart disease and stroke and stuff, which are also secondary to hypertension. So the idea being, if you can erase those phenomena, and even for short periods of time, you can literally reboot your brain, that you can have various parts of your brain that have become less hypersensitive to stress. We know our immune system is affected by stress. So you can do it for yourself. You can just sort of decide that there are books about meditation. You can, something as simple as sitting in front of a lighted candle and just focus it on the flame for 5 minutes. It's surprisingly hard to do. I know it sounds really simple. Because what you're going to do, we have what people have referred to as the monkey brain, the brain that kind of jumps around from item to item. So sitting in front of a candle and just looking at the flame and letting nothing else occur. And ideas will occur, and what you do is you just view them as kind of fluffy clouds and just let them kind of float away. You just pay no attention to them. Just you sort of see that they're there, and they just go. It doesn't require any effort from you. You just go back to the flame. And that's kind of a beginner way of being mindful. There are kind of more, if you're a person who has a hard time sitting still, like moi, even though that's a really good exercise and really can be very useful, there are other things that you can do, like taking a walk and just focusing on how the sunshine feels on your face, or the rain, or watching the trees bud, or watching kids. And when those thoughts occur, those kind of disquieting thoughts, just let them go. Just let them float across like little wispy clouds. And you really can reduce your stress level, and you can teach your brain not to respond quite as quickly. There are lots of books about meditation. There are lots of courses about meditation. But mindfulness, just staying in the moment, actually does work. Okay? 855-993-7569. All right, Manny, let's finish up Earth Day, and then that we do kind of the antithesis of Earth Day for those of you who are feeling, okay, I got it. All right, enough already. Next hour, and I'm not going to tell you what it is till we start next hour, but you'll have to wait and see what the antidote to Earth Day is. It's not really the antidote. I'm serious about taking Earth Day seriously. But all right, so Manny, let's hear the other kind of suggestions people have for Earth Day.
Marquita says, stop slaughtering animals for human consumption. This will free up land and grain, meaning food for the rest of us. It will also reduce greenhouse gases.
Yeah, there's a lot of, which is, all right, Marquita, I decided what we do as an alternative to Earth Day, because doing it tomorrow just seems like too thumbing my nose as we talk about fast food. But you're right. Although, remember that we did the study about crickets and eating crickets last week, and it turns out that that obviously chicken and fish don't require as much grazing land, so they don't leave as large a carbon footprint. But and it turns out that chickens and crickets are pretty even, which is alarming if you think about it. All right, let's finish up with our Earth Day theories.
Stephanie, actually, in response to Marquita's comment, says, great comment. It will also eliminate factory farming animal abuse.
Yeah, which, of course, doesn't offset chickens. The idea about how chickens are raised is really alarming. Although there are some kind of... I'm trying to remember the documentary. There have been a couple that suggest that there's a way of sort of doing organic farming where you take the poop from the animals, from the cows, and use it to grow the grain and the poop from the chickens. I mean, there's just so that you basically recirculate everything and it leaves less of a footprint. But it is an issue that cows take up a lot of space and do emit gases and are not very good for the body as well as the planet. Okay, keep going.
Last one here from Connie. Connie says, we need to go renewable power as much as possible, recycle as much as we can, stop polluting the air and water, and lower the carbon emissions a lot. Also, stop killing the animals. The U.S. government killed over 1 million last year. Horrible. Actually, and then she says, actually, it was over 2 million animals, and I am sick of hunting and this crass loss of animal life.
Well, again, it would be helpful if you're going to make statements like that and being more specific about government killing. Are we talking about FDA cows? Are we talking about, I don't know exactly what you're talking about. And, you know, if you want to talk about slaughter and mindless slaughter, talk about animal shelters and at least... In theory, when you kill a cow and hunters, and I'm not a hunter, don't misunderstand me, but most hunters or many hunters eat what they kill, and there's that whole issue about conservationism of if the animals, you know, it's a way of culling the herd and stuff like that. And look, I don't eat meat, so I don't own a gun, so don't make assumptions about where my politics are about this. But there are some at least seemingly logical arguments to be made for hunting. And at least if you slaughter a cow, that somebody's going to eat hamburger. If you slaughter a dog, which is a living being as well, I mean, nobody benefits from that. So maybe, you know, I think what we need to do is have a universal approach rather than a specific approach. All right? 855-99-375-69. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.